Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We like to really talk about what's going on, a normal conversation, but you know, try to, you know, hear clearly about what's taking place and making sense of what doesn't make sense. You know, God's news behind the news. When you think about this, that Jesus said, while he's walking the earth in his ministry, he said, you know, the farmers know when to plant their fields and, you know, when to harvest, and they understand when the rain is coming. But he says, talking to his folks, he says, you don't even understand the times. You don't understand the seasons. It's important to understand that. Mm-hmm. It's important to understand that. We can just bury our head in the sand of denial and say, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, that's for religious folks. You know, I said a prayer. You know, I attend church on Easter. I got a good friend that's a Christian. You know, I don't pick up my Bible. I just trust my friend who passes by church buildings that have, you know, statements on the signs, slogans. Mm-hmm. You know, and you, if you listen to their entire years, like four slogans this year really stood out to me the most. And you think, did you ever enter into the congregation and spend right. some time listening to what was being taught there and all? And but sometimes they're more powerful. I think the biggest if we had a Twitter account, I think Solomon in his wisdom, I think about that, he was basically just posting little short Twitters. You know, think about it,
all day, yeah.
Tweeting all day. And this is a powerful statement. So it can be said in short periods of time, but understand the times and the seasons that we really have to pay, you know, close attention. And some of the things that we're sensing, what we're talking about today, and you make sure if you didn't get our earlier program this week, you need to catch it. I mean, it's all, you know, just connecting and helping us really understand the times and how, what's taking place in America and what God is saying, what we're hearing him say. But understand that begin to understand that there is a tribulation coming. You know, if you're in America, you know, some people say that, you know, you're not going to suffer. Mm-hmm. You're going to go straight from your cut. You're going to be standing there with your, you know, cappuccino in your hand, and you're just going to drop it and you're going to go to heaven. Right. It's going to just like suck you to heaven, and you're just going to go up in this. Angels are going to carry you by your arms, and they're going to fly you up, and they're going to bring you into your mansion, which will probably have like cable, you know, according to some of these messages being taught,
right.
You know, and you won't be confronted your life. You won't have to look at your life. There's not different levels of heaven. There's not different access. I mean, there's no different recognition for what you did in your life and that type of thing. And just as long as you said a prayer somewhere, everything's going to be cool. But if you're in Iraq and you're a Christian, you don't have a cappuccino. You're running for your life. You're running to the mountains in the north, and you're seeing your husband or your children beheaded. You're seeing yourself. And that's tribulation. That's tribulation. It's tribulation caused by a spirit of Antichrist. You look at this radical, you look at Islam, radical Islam, that is the anti-Jesus Christ as a son of God religion. Mm-hmm. They say that he's not the son of God. And he has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. So that is the spirit of Antichrist. And so how can we say that we're not going to go through tribulation? This may shock you that even though we have great wealth in America, we're only 5% of the entire world's population, 5% of like 7 billion folks. This is another thing that may shock you, not you personally, but what you've been hearing. God loves the other 95%,
right? Mm-hmm.
Just as much as he loves you.
He created them too.
Well, in his image and his likeness. And when you understand that, you start getting real humbled and go, just because we have greater wealth and a greater blessing doesn't mean that God thinks of us in a greater way. Mm-hmm. Other than this, he has greater expectations of us because he's been given much, much is expected. Mm-hmm. And God is expecting us to do something with that which he's entrusted. He says, you know, he blessed Abraham to be a blessing to all nations. God blesses us to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. You think about it. And so what are we doing with a blessing? Mm-hmm. You know, what is America doing with a blessing? What did you do? I mean, if we're like the richest folks in the face of the earth, you know, living in the top 3-1% of the world, America, our poorest person's richer than like 70% of the world's population. Mm-hmm. So you can say, you know, medium income and up, you're looking at the top 3 or 1%. And what are we doing with our wealth? You know, what are we doing? Are we feeding the hungry? Are we, you know, spreading the gospel? I mean, he expects that from us. That's why he gave us. That's why when you think about Israel, he says, Jacob, he says, Abraham, I'm blessing you so that you would be a blessing to many nations. And the blessing comes ultimately through Jesus Christ. When Jesus blesses us in salvation, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all the nations. Be a blessing to the nations. Mm-hmm. And then if he entrusts wealth and influence and authority to us, there's a huge expectation. Mm-hmm. What's so cool is that maybe religion told you that you couldn't do it, but God's going, forget about that. I told you to do it. Mm-hmm. And you stand alone before God. We don't, this will really encourage you too. Maybe not, but you're going to stand alone before the throne of God, throne room of God. You're not going to answer. You're not, no witnesses or no suspects. You're going to have nobody here's a witness. They'll tell you why I didn't do what you said. Or here's a suspect. Let me tell you, they're the reason why I did what I did or whatever. There's none of that going on. You stand alone before God, which means you can get past all trying to get men's approval for what God's called you to do and do what God's called you to do in love, but do it. And so it's like, you know, I want to live my life so when I stand before the Lord that you will hear the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been entrusted with this much, that much, whatever he's entrusted mm-hmm. you with. And you did it. You invested it for return. In other words, God can give you something. And maybe it's if you measured it, it was like 2 or 3 or 4. And you can take that and be faithful with it. And you can turn it into 6, 7, 8, 10, mm-hmm. 12. And so what he gave you was not all you can get. If you actually use what he gave you for his glory, it will actually grow into more. And then that will be more. And then that will be more. And then it just exponentially grows. And when he talked about these talents, when Jesus was talking about this, the story about the talents, you know, one man was given 2, one man was given 5, and one man was given 1. The master returns. He talks to the one with 5. He says, what did you do? You know, I went out and invested it and I got 5 more. So the 5 went to 10. He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You've been faithful over a little. I'll make you over more, right? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So the one with 2, I think he took it to a bank or something, got interest. And so he comes back and he doubles it. What's 2 to 4? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, enter into the joy of the Lord. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you faithful over, or I'll put you over many. So here comes the one person. How many people have a small thing that God's given them? And you see why they've been given a small thing, because you can't even be trusted with the one thing, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
I want more. It's like, you haven't even mastered tithing on a dollar yet. I mean, yeah, right. You want $1 million yet? You can't put a dime in the kingdom mm-hmm. of God. And it's like, but if I win the lottery, right? This is not a lottery. Yeah, anyway, so Jesus, this is God talking to us through his son, because he said he didn't say nothing, do nothing unless he heard the Father say it or do it. So this is God talking to us. And he said, what about you? What about that thing you keep calling small and insignificant? You're always measuring. Look, I don't have much, and everybody has all that. And, you know, if I had 2 of those, I could do this, but I don't have 2. I just got 1. And I can't sing. I can't type. I can't do this. I can't build. I'm all these I can'ts. No witnesses, no suspects. He stood alone before the throne room of God. He stood alone before the master. And he said, what about you? And he said, I was afraid. I was overtaken by fear. All I could think about was troubles and myself and what might happen to me. But I did take what you gave me and I buried it. I buried it so nobody could get to it. As a matter of fact, my own wife didn't even know I was a Christian. Huh. My children didn't know I was a Christian.
Wow.
The people at work, I was buried so safely, Jesus, that nobody even knew that I had this laying inside of me. And this guy, he's expecting something.
That's right.
He's actually expecting, he's like, oh, great. You know, you kept what I, you know, that's what I wanted you to do?
You didn't tell anybody that?
You didn't tell anybody. You know, you didn't use one little ounce, you know, or you're going to say, well, I did prostitute it. You know, I used it for my own personal gain. Mm. I used the talent to get me bigger things, bigger houses, more stuff, to promote myself. To get me several homes, nice cars. I've had like 10 cars over my lifetime and did all this kind of stuff. But as for you, I didn't get anything for you. That's an American situation, mm-hmm. more than likely. And what's Jesus going to say? Because he is giving him back exactly what the master gave him. And he says, you wicked and lazy. Think about it. You wicked and lazy. How many people are so offended?
Mm-hmm.
Wicked and lazy. I was just scared. Or another word for scared, I was just shy. That's a real sweet word for a horrific stronghold called fear that only the love of God can defeat and run off by understanding that faith is the opposite of that. He said, you wicked. How horrific is that? Because it's over at that point. You're standing before the judgment seat of Christ.
That's right.
I don't want to hear that. And let me tell you, there's a lot of folks held captive that will they'll be used by the adversary the way Peter was used at that one moment even with Jesus. He says, don't go to Jerusalem. And Jesus looks at Peter and said, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. And it's amazing how their mouths are used. If you listen and you take credit to what these men are saying and you say, okay, I'm just going to bury it, you're going to be held accountable all by yourself in your life before the throne room of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to ask you, what did you do with it? And you got to answer for that. You got to answer for that. And that's why you would you get around folks who understand this. Fellowship with other believers who are living their life to invest everything that they have for him, that they're refusing to give up any ground that God has given. They don't back down from anything that the Lord would say. I mean, themselves, yeah, but not what the Lord would say. And they're saying, you know what? You know, as for me and my house and those who say yes to God, we're going with God. Even at times that there's some of you that if you take that stand, your very house will leave you. You know?
Yeah.
Your spouse will leave you. Your parents or child will leave you. But you know what? That's the cost. The cost is huge. The cost is so huge that God, to redeem us, allowed his son to be nailed to the cross. That was the only way we could be redeemed. He gave his son for us. That's how, and for us to say anything other than, you know, well, that was too hard of a price and, you know, I wanted to be popular and I didn't want my wife or my husband to leave me or my children to think bad of me. Or I didn't want my boss to fire me. I mean, how's that going to measure up? You're talking face to face with our master, God, and he's going, you know, what did you do? And you're going to, my son was crucified. I had him nailed to a cross and beat and whipped for you. And I rose him from the dead on the third day. And we're going to say, I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I was intimidated. I let the season of my existence intimidate me. I let religious Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, judge me down to where they lock me in their prisons or whatever. Or do we say, you know what? Come heck or high water, if God tells me to do something by his grace and in view of his mercy, you know, I'm going to do it because you're going to stand alone. And what's so cool is no man can steal your reward. Mm. No man can steal it. Yes, one man can. You can steal it. You can believe the lies of the enemy, not focus on the finished work on the cross, and you can bury everything that God has given you, only waiting for that judgment day to come to say, you know what? I didn't do anything with it. And worse than that, you can prostitute it and use it for your own selfish gain. I encourage you today, make a decision today. Say, you know what? I'm going to stand up. I am not going to give ground anymore. I'm going to keep the conversation light. I'm going to live the rest of my life loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.